set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for a laugh. You know how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million vials of old Nanny Goss tiles and a horn of the Irish Rover.
There was Elf Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tooting with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were fluter and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, and he rolled the dame under and over. They all knew at a glance, but he took up his stance, and he sailed in the aisle.
Of the leader was Hogan from Kelsey to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bann, was the scum from the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always a bother in life, so lonesome by night and by day, that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, swilling, pudgeon and stout, for him soon is done and over. Of the love of a maid, he is never afraid, but I'll saw from the Irish Rover. We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And a whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock! The boat, it was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
Yeah, Dubliners are with the Pogues, and you might have heard the boys sound checking and everything else. So, Joan, Sean, Patsy and Eamon, how you doing, boys?
Johnny.
Okay, and just as a wee reminder, we've stuck a wee thing together here. Some greatest hits. We haven't room for them all, we'll be here all day, but have a listen, folks.
Her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. Da-dum-doo-da-dum-da, Whitefall-da-daddy-o, Whitefall-da-daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see, that's a lovely sow that me mother sent.
Right, just some of the stuff from the Dubliners. Oh, yes. So, boys, you're having a good time?
Great, yeah.
The Dubliners have been going for 50 years.
Yeah.
Are there any other groups in the world that have can lay that kind of claim to fame? Do you know?
Rolling Stones.
The Stones.
They're the only ones, yeah.
We've done more rolling than them.
We've been stoned more often. I know, they get stoned.
I don't know about that. Have you seen the state of Keith? But it's amazing. It's funny, when I said you were coming on because of the wonders of technology, people listen to us all around the world on phones and internet and everything else.
On the internet, yeah.
We've had emails today from Denmark, from Australia, from the States, everybody saying they were big fans.
That's amazing, yeah. Well,
you know, does it ever surprise you when you travel how well the music travels? I mean, notwithstanding that there's Irish people everywhere you go in the world, but, you know, you've got sort of Danish people who are fans.
Oh, and Dutch and Germans and all the places we play.
The music seems to have a universal appeal somehow.
Yeah.
You know, it bypasses the intellect and goes straight for the heart. Do you like that?
that sounds great. Save that for an album sleeve. That sounds
a Guinness.
No, but so you're never surprised by it. Is it a case that everybody knows they're in for a good time if they go to a Dubliner show?
I suppose that's part of it. You mentioned Denmark there. We're just back from a tour in Denmark. We did 10 concerts there a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And a wonderful reception everywhere, yeah.
And of course, you packed out the Royal Albert Hall.
That's
but then
right.
That's just Kilburn coming down the road kind of thing, you know. You know, there'd be no stretch for you good boys one. To pack a venue like in that. London.
Yeah. That was great. The Albert Hall was a great experience. We had played there a few times in the 70s, you know, and 80s, but we hadn't been there for a while, and it was great to see.
The magic of it that night, though.
Yeah, it was great to see it packed out, you know.
Yeah, it was some crack.
That was the place that Barney described as the big roundy place near Hyde Park. He couldn't remember the name of the Albert Hall.
We're going to the big roundy place.
Yeah.
Near Park.
You've played for sort of all kinds of presidents and royalty and everything else over the years, haven't you? You've been used as unofficial ambassadors for Ireland, I would think, in a lot of places. Have you really played any strange places that sort of stick in the memory?
Well, we played in a swimming pool
in Holland.
In Holland, they emptied out the water.
Yeah. I'm sure the sound man was well pleased, you know. The sound echoing everywhere.
Still echoing all over the...
And we played in a nice rink in Zagreb. They had covered it over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
When it was communist.
Yeah.
And we played in Croke Park there about a month ago. Yeah, all sorts of queer places.
Yeah. Do you prefer playing sort of big gigs to sort of thousands of people, or would you prefer to be in like a wee intimate pub somewhere, you know? I mean, I suppose it's a long time since you've done a very small gig.
I know, the big places is lovely, you know. Go out to the pub after and play again.
Yeah, and play again.
We did a few tunes there at lunchtime down in the Crown.
You did not?
We did, yes, indeed, yeah.
It was great.
Nobody tell us about that.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was a great atmosphere there.
Oh, so there always is. It's funny, when any tourists come to town, the first, you know, if they get into a taxi at the airport, where will they go? The Crown? Everybody go.
It's amazing.
It's wonderful.
So, yeah, the yous were playing there live. That must have been a bit of a treat for people then.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, a lot of passers-by were surprised. We were just doing a few press interviews there.
Aye. But that's terrific. And, so it was a bit of a bonus for some people in the Crown today. So you're going to play one for us?
Yeah. We could do. What are you going to do, Patsy? We'll do the Wild Rover.
We'll do the Royal
big,
Rover.
Big famous.
It's an old and goldy. We're going to take it first.
All right.
I've been a Wild Rover for many years and spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never, no, nay, never, no more will I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more.
I went into an ale house I used to frequent. I told that landlady me money's all spent. Then I asked her for credit, but she answered me nay. Such a custom like yours I can have any day.
And it's no nay, never, never. No nay, never, no more. I play the Wild Rover. No
snow may never. No, may never no more will I play the wild rover. No, never no more.
I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done. I'll ask them to pardon the prodigal son. And if they caress me as oft times before, I swear I will play that wild rover no more.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never,
in the black velvet band.
One more time.
And it's no,
that's terrific, terrific. I feel like there should be somebody running around with a tray of pints or something.
Yeah,
you know, it's
now you're talking. Back to the crown, lads.
Oh, you're not getting away yet. I have to tell you, we have people in playing all the time. We have people who regard themselves as serious musicians and everything else. We've never had a band in who so obviously enjoy it as you do. I was watching you. There's a smile on all, every face. I mean, after all these years, you can still have a good time playing the music.
I enjoy playing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is it not a case when you're playing a concert, I'm not playing a Wild Rover again, I've played it a million times?
Yeah. Say that every night.
I mean, you get a feedback from the audience. So you see how much they're enjoying it, you know. And
yeah.
It makes it, you know, you're saying they're all...
But it is infectious. I was watching you there. You're enjoying it. You're having a good time. Unless you're the greatest actors that ever lived. You know?
But
it really is infectious. You know, it's terrific.
Yeah.
And God rest him, Barney passed away recently.
That's right.
Yeah.
Indeed,
has there ever been any sort of thought or temptation to say, listen, we'll hit it on the head now? It doesn't happen anymore.
You couldn't do that in the middle of a 50th year. This is our 50 years.
Yeah, that's right. I know the big tour and all had started. But
And that's been great up to now. We had the BBC Life Achievement Award there in February, and the Albert Hall, and loads of gigs.
So there was no discussion about, well, we'll call it a day? Or
we haven't discussed it yet. We never discuss anything.
Just book the shows and go and do the gigs.
No, when we had all these concerts lined up, we still have quite a lot to do. And there's a Holland tour and an Austrian tour and a German tour. But at Barney's funeral, most of the big promoters came from all over the world that booked the Dubliners.
Yeah.
And I think John sat down with someone and they says, look, we've sold... In other words, what I'm trying to say is that Barney would have wanted us, I suppose, to continue on the rest of the tour.
To play at the big round places all over the world. Yes, seriously.
Big square places.
So we're doing it in memory of Barney, and we also have the show as a big screen and showing all the past members, the 50 years past, like Lou Kelly and Ronnie Drew here in Bourke. And of course, Barney... singing two songs, it's wonderful to see that the big screen, like, for, and then we sing along and play along with them, and then we do our own songs and things like that.
No, well, that's terrific. As I say, it's like the Olympic. They're talking about this Olympic torch being carried about. You're carrying the torch for the Dubliners, you know, past and present.
Yeah,
Again, people all over the world still enjoy what you do. The gigs that you're playing here. Just going to get my wee thing up on the screen. You're in the Waterfront Hall. That's the 7th of June. 7th of June.
Not long now.
And then the 8th of June, you're up in the Millennium Forum.
That's right.
That'll be good crack. Good crack.
Lovely halls.
Right, listen, I'm going to have a push for time. Can you give us another wee song? Can you?
Yeah, we might still do one about drinking. Is that okay?
It wouldn't be like you.
Let the grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. Give me enough for the rare old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Come gaugers all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. And we'll give them the slip and we'll take a sip of the rail old mountain dew. Gilly, idle, lump, gilly, utle, 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 lump, gilly
can smell, you can plainly tell, when the butchie's voice goes by. There is a beer with a perfume rare, but it's an easy way. But give me enough for the rare old stuff that's made near Galway Bay. Come gauge us all from Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim too. And we're giving a slip and we'll take a slip of the rail or Mountain Dew.
Boys, that's terrific. Listen, thanks very much. So once again, folks, Waterfront Hall, 7th of June, Millennium Forum on the 8th. Boys, thank you. That was an absolute treat.
Thank you.
Cheers now.